How do you do? I'm Everett Hafner, and I'm speaking to you about progress in vocoders during the last few years. In 1976, we brought to the United States the first commercially available vocoder made by EMS of London. It was a magnificent and very expensive instrument, which we sold to Stevie Wonder. Almost immediately, other synthesizer manufacturers around the world began to develop vocoders of similar design. And by now, there are many makes available. I am speaking to you on a Syntavox vocoder model 222, made by Synton Electronics in Holland. It is very compact, very light, and very inexpensive. We can sell it for only a few percent of what we had to charge Stevie for the first one. True, this vocoder lacks some of the capabilities of the EMS models. It has no internal carrier sources, which are the sounds that are to be articulated by the speech input. What you hear now is the sound of a mini Moog combined with a filter analysis of my speech, so as to give the effect of a talking and singing synthesizer. I can, of course, use any other source as a carrier just as well. Here's the whispering effect, produced by using white noise as a carrier, even though I'm still speaking in my normal voice. The Syntavox 222 also has no detector for separating voiced and unvoiced sounds in the input speech. Instead, there is a sibilant emphasis provided by an internal noise source. I think you will agree that the intelligibility of speech production in this instrument is excellent. Even so, Syntavox also provides a more advanced vocoder design for those who need it. I trust you will want to inquire further into details of this product. Write to us or call us if you do. Thank you very much.